Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington say the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. Peter Cook is a spokesperson at the U.S. military headquarters.
We took this action against Sabir in the training camp after determining that both he and the ISIL fighters at these facilities were planning external attacks on U.S. and other Western interests in the region.
U.S. have been watching the Islamic State facility for weeks. U.S. and Russia launched trade talks, on late Friday on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Proximity talks set to resume on February the 25th have now been delayed. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU. Cameron said he will present the deal to his cabinet today, the first step in what will be a long and tough campaign to convince British voters that the country should remain in the European Union. The question would be put to a referendum in June, and so far voters appear to be evenly split. New provisional results in Uganda's controversial presidential election show that President Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, leading with nearly 62% of the vote. Museveni's strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, had 34% of the vote. United States others have criticized Uganda's election process. This is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea has fired several artillery rounds near the disputed sea border between the two Koreas. The ministry said it was part of a North Korean military drill. As a precaution, the South has warned residents on a nearby island to be prepared to evacuate. The episode happened amid increased tensions between the two Koreas following North Korea's nuclear and missile test. China has removed its top securities regulator, Xiao Gang. The move was expected following a turbulent period in China's stock market. Xiao was responsible for introducing the so-called circuit breaker, designed to limit stock losses. However, it only added to the security market's volatility and was deactivated after only 4 days of use. Voters in two diverse U.S. states are deciding today which candidates they believe should represent their party in the presidential election later this year. In the South Carolina Republican primary, frontrunner Donald Trump spoke with reporters late Friday.
We have to vote. All these thousands and thousands of people, you have to get out and vote.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is trying to hold off a surge in the polls from Senator Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucus. Friday night, Clinton urged supporters to convince caucus voters she is the right pick to take the Republican nominee on in the November election.
If they will stand with me tomorrow, I will stand and fight for them through this campaign, no matter who the Republicans nominate. The thing I want you to remember is the Republicans have been after me for years, and I'm still standing.
The Nevada Democratic caucus is followed 1 week later by the Democratic primary in South Carolina. Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most significant works in the history of American literature, died Friday at the age of 89. Here are some Lee fans in the streets of San Francisco and New York.
To me, her legacy should be one of brilliant writing, tolerance, and To Kill a Mockingbird.
She saw a slice of life and brought it to us. Part of her own upbringing, part of her way of looking at the world and what she saw from where she lived and when she lived. And it touched us and enlightened us all.
To Kill a Mockingbird was made into a 1962 film starring Gregory Peck, who won an Academy Award for Best Actor. An Italian author, Umberto Eco, has died at the age of 84, ending a writing career that spanned decades. His most famous novel, The Name of the Rose. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.